What if your team stopped asking, "How do I do this again?" every single week? What if your business could turn repeated tasks into a living system that trains itself, updates itself, and actually gets better over time? That's what an AI-powered SOP system can do. Not in theory. In a real business, with real tools, and a setup you can start building today. Welcome to LeanOps AI, where we break down practical AI workflows that help businesses do more with less friction. In this video, I'm going to show you how to build an AI-powered SOP system that can run a big part of your operations on autopilot. We're not talking about a folder full of dusty documents nobody reads. We're talking about a system that captures your processes, turns them into clear SOPs, keeps them updated, assigns them to the right people, and uses AI to answer questions, generate drafts, and reduce repetitive management work. By the end of this video, you'll know exactly how to set up the workflow, which tools to use, and how to connect everything so your SOPs actually save time instead of creating more work. The first problem is simple. Most SOP systems are static. Someone writes a process once, uploads it into Notion or Google Drive, and then nobody touches it again. A few months later, the process changes, the tool changes, the team changes, and now the SOP is either wrong or useless. The second problem is that SOPs are usually hard to find. The information is scattered across documents, Slack messages, Loom videos, shared drives, and people's heads. So when someone needs help, they don't look for the SOP, they just ask a teammate. The third problem is that even when SOPs exist, they're written in a way that's too long, too vague, or too theoretical. A useful SOP should answer three things fast: what the task is, who owns it, and exactly how to complete it. This is where AI changes the game. Instead of manually maintaining everything, AI can help you capture tribal knowledge, convert it into standard operating procedures, summarize updates, and even act like a first-line SOP assistant for your team. The goal is not just documentation. The goal is operational memory. To build this properly, you need five parts. First, a central knowledge base. This is where your SOPs live. For most teams, Notion is the easiest place to start because it handles databases, pages, templates, permissions, and internal search very well. Confluence is also strong if your company is already deep in the Atlassian ecosystem. For simpler teams, ClickUp Docs can work too. Second, an AI layer. This is what helps you write, summarize, and refine SOPs. The easiest options are ChatGPT Team, Claude, or Gemini. If your team already uses Microsoft 365, Copilot can be useful inside Word and Teams. If you want deeper workflow automation, you can also connect AI through Zapier, Make, or N8N. Third, a capture method. This is how you turn real work into SOPs. Tools like Loom, Scribe, Tango, and Guidi are excellent for recording workflows. Scribe and Tango are especially good because they can automatically generate step-by-step process documentation from your actions. Fourth, an approval and update process. SOPs need owners. Every SOP should have a process owner, a review date, and a status like draft: approved, outdated, or under revision. Fifth, a distribution layer. This is how team members actually use the SOPs. That could be Slack, Microsoft Teams, an internal portal, or a chatbot that searches your SOP database and answers questions instantly. If you want the simplest version of this system, think of it like this. Capture the process, store it centrally, use AI to refine it, push it into your team's workflow, and keep it updated automatically. This is where most teams get stuck. They think they need to sit down and write perfect SOPs from a blank page. You don't. The fastest way to build your SOP library is to record the work as it happens. Start by identifying your top 10 repetitive workflows. These are usually things like lead handling, invoice processing, onboarding a new hire, responding to common customer requests, publishing content, updating CRM records, or escalating support tickets. Then pick one workflow and record someone doing it with Loom or Scribe. If you use Scribe, it can automatically capture each click and turn the process into steps. If you use Loom, you can narrate while doing the task, then use AI to turn the transcript into a structured SOP. After the capture, send the transcript or raw steps into ChatGPT or Claude and ask it to convert the process into a standard SOP format. A good format is purpose, scope, tools needed, prerequisites, step-by-step instructions, quality checks, exceptions, and owner. Here's the important part. Don't ask AI to write a generic SOP. Give it context. Tell it who the SOP is for, what tool stack you use, what mistakes people usually make, and what done right looks like. For example, if you're documenting lead qualification, include your CRM, your qualification criteria, your handoff rules, and the exact fields that must be updated. That turns an average SOP into a usable one. You can also use meeting transcripts from tools like Fireflies, Otter, or Zoom AI Companion to capture how experienced team members explain a process. That's extremely valuable for turning tribal knowledge into formal documentation. The trick is to make SOP creation a byproduct of work, not a separate project. If every SOP looks different, nobody will use them consistently. So you need a standard template. A strong AI-ready SOP template should include title, purpose, owner, last updated review, date tools required, trigger event, step-by-step process, decision points, escalation path, quality check, related SOPs. This structure matters because AI works better when it knows how to organize information consistently. In Notion, you can turn this into a database template so every new SOP follows the same structure. In Confluence, you can create a page template. In ClickUp, you can use Docs plus custom fields. Now, here's where AI becomes useful again. Once the template exists, you can ask ChatGPT or Claude to do three jobs. First, summarize the SOP into a short, quick reference version. Second, create a checklist version for the team. Third, generate a training version for onboarding new hires. That means one process can become three assets from one capture: a full SOP, a checklist, and a training summary. This is how you avoid creating giant documents nobody reads. The long version is for reference. The short version is for execution. For teams with lots of recurring operations, you can also create SOP categories like sales, customer support, finance, HR, and operations. That way, people can browse by function instead of digging through a giant folder. This is where the system starts feeling like autopilot. Your SOPs should not just sit there. They should be reviewed automatically and flagged when something changes. Here's a simple workflow you can build with Zapier, Make, or N8N. When a process owner updates a tool, a policy, or a CRM field, that change gets logged in Slack, a form, or a task manager like Asana or ClickUp. That trigger creates a review task in your SOP system. The SOP owner gets notified. An AI generates a suggested update based on the change notes. For example, if your support team changes the refund policy, the workflow can detect the policy update, open the related SOP, summarize what needs to change, and create a draft revision for approval. You can also schedule monthly or quarterly SOP audits. Use automation to create review tasks in Notion or Asana. Then have AI scan the SOP for outdated references, broken links, old screenshots, missing steps, or inconsistent terminology. If you're using a shared knowledge base, you can even connect a chatbot using tools like ChatGPT with custom knowledge, VoiceFlow, or Slack integrations. Then employees can ask questions like, how do I escalate a billing issue? Or, what's the current onboarding checklist? And get an instant answer from your SOP library. That's the real value here. You're not just storing knowledge, you're making it accessible at the exact moment someone needs it. One more powerful workflow. Use AI to detect repeated questions in Slack or Teams. If the same question appears over and over, that's a sign the SOP is missing, unclear, or buried. Turn those repeat questions into new SOPs automatically. An SOP system is only useful if it changes behavior. So the next step is to connect SOPs to the actual work. For onboarding, every new hire should have a role-specific SOP path. In Notion or ClickUp, that means a checklist of required SOPs tied to their role. AI can help assign the right SOPs based on department and seniority. For sales and operations, SOPs should be linked directly to tasks in your CRM or project management system. For example, when a lead becomes qualified in HubSpot or Salesforce, an automation can create the next task set and attach the relevant SOP. For customer support, each ticket category should map to a SOP. If a ticket is tagged billing, the agent gets the billing SOP. If it's technical issue, they get the technical escalation SOP. For finance, recurring approvals like invoice review, payment exceptions, and month-end close should each have a documented SOP with a checklist and owner. The point is to make SOPs part of the workflow, not a separate destination. And if you want one more layer of automation, use AI to generate task checklists from the SOP itself. That way, the procedure becomes an action plan automatically. Instead of reading a long document, the employee gets a clean task list with the right steps in the right order. That's how you reduce mistakes, speed up execution, and make the business less dependent on memory. If you want to build this without over-engineering it, here's the stack I'd recommend for most teams. Use Notion as your SOP hub. Use Loom or Scribe for capture. Use ChatGPT or Claude for drafting and summarizing. Use Zapier or Make for automations. Use Slack or Microsoft Teams for distribution. Use Asana, ClickUp, or Jira for task execution. That stack is simple, practical, and flexible enough for most B2B teams. Here's the build order. Start with one department. Pick 5 high-frequency workflows. Record each one. Use AI to draft the SOPs. Put them into a standard template. Assign owners and review dates. Connect the SOPs to tasks and notifications. Then build the chatbot or internal search layer. Do not try to automate everything at once. Build the system around the bottlenecks that cost the most time. If your team keeps asking the same questions, start there. If onboarding takes too long, start there. If a process breaks every month, start there. That's how you get real ROI fast. Let's recap the system. First, stop thinking of SOPs as static documents. Treat them like living operational assets. Second, capture processes with tools like Loom, Scribe, or Tango instead of writing everything manually. Third, use AI tools like ChatGPT, Claude, or Copilot to turn raw process capture into clear, structured SOPs. Fourth, store everything in one central system like Notion, Confluence, or ClickUp Docs with consistent templates and ownership. Fifth, automate reviews, updates, and distribution with Zapier, Make, N8N, Slack, Teams, and task management tools. And finally, connect SOPs directly to actual business execution so your team uses them every day. That's how you build an AI-powered SOP system that reduces chaos, improves consistency, and helps your business run more smoothly with less manual oversight. If you found this useful, subscribe to LeanOps AI for more practical AI workflows for modern businesses. And I want to hear from you. What part of your business would benefit most from an AI-powered SOP system right now? Is it onboarding, sales ops, customer support, finance, or something else? Drop your answer in the comments. And in the next video, I'm going to show you how to turn these SOPs into an AI agent workflow that can actually execute tasks, not just document them. If that sounds useful, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss it.